Blog Talk Radio.
My listeners on the World Wide Web. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you today, as always. So sit back and relax and enjoy this fascinating one-hour presentation. If you'd like to call, just dial 818-691-7395 on your cell phones and you'll reach me. That number is 818-691-7395. And you can email me at McClureDonS@gmail.com for those of you who like to write, and I get a lot of emails. And for more information on my books, you can go to www.dsmpublications.net. And next week, we're going to be coming to you, well, not next week, but the week after, we're going to be coming to you live from Charlotte, North Carolina on September 23rd, as always on a Friday evening at 7 Central and 8 Eastern. So before we go into our conversation for tonight, I'd like to send a shout-out to Miss Jackie Pride in Memphis for her purchase of Broken Wings, Fallen Angels. We've been friends for a while, and she just purchased that book. And a special thanks to Cynthia Valentine from Muskegon, Michigan. And I really want to thank her for driving all the way from her trip in New York and made her way to West Memphis, Arkansas, just to purchase a copy of my book, Romantic Images of You. I thought that was really great. And, of course, the subtitle is Where My Heart Belongs. And to my new friends and fans in Dothan, Alabama, and, of course, especially Suzanne Jackson. Now, we have a lot of people who are starting to buy books, and we're still pushing to get that 500 quota met. So we're going to talk about that later. But right now, we're going to play our first PSA for the evening, which is a very new concept for me to hear, one I hope we will all think about and use. It is in the area of education and what seems to be a new approach to helping children grow and become the individuals that they really want to be. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our show, the Don S. McClure Show, and we've got a lot of information for you. We're going to talk about destructive links. So we will be right back after these PSAs.
Has your child or grandchild dropped out of school? Do they want to find a public school that will help them graduate and receive a high school diploma? The Michigan Virtual Charter Academy allows students age 16 through 20 to complete their high school education in the safety of their home. Students get a loan or laptop, access to online lessons, and teacher support, all tuition-free. To enroll in the Michigan Virtual Charter Academy for this fall, go to k12.com/Michigan.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
And we're back, and this is Don McClure, and we are talking about destructive links. And that's the most fascinating subject. Well, from words to actions to jobs to communities to family and friends and to yourself, destructive links. We sometimes, or most of the time, see our cities, our neighborhoods, our communities through what we call rose-colored glasses. And when we're asked how we see these things, our reply is, if we know how to actually deliver the truth about the question, a lot of people say, that's just the way it is, or that's just the way she or he is, and there's nothing I can do about it. Or maybe I will do better later when I run into bad situations. Without thinking about the issues of destructive links and how they affect us on a daily basis, we just continue to overlook the signs of inward destruction based on our surroundings. This can also lead to depression and guilt. Fighting it off and taking control is a lot greater challenge than we think, but it will bring better results for our life. Now, I was just watching a program the other night on the Discovery Channel, and of course I'm a Morgan Freeman fan. And this was the second season of a documentary series called Through the Wormhole, and it airs on the Science Channel, of course. And Morgan Freeman analyzed, with the help of some scientists, more of the most intriguing questions of humanity. Is there life after death? Is time an illusion? Is there an edge to the universe? Are there more than three dimensions? Is there a sixth sense? Are there parallel universes? And can we live forever? And last but not least, what do aliens look like? These are some of the questions that this new second season covers. Medical advances have doubled human life expectancy during the last centuries. But can humans ever beat death altogether? Can we control and fix the errors that build up in our DNA over the years? Can we find a way to replace the chemistry of life with something more durable? This episode, entitled Can We Live Forever?, wanders into the mystifying definition of eternity as it relates to human lifespan. Now, when I think about that, and I say to myself, okay, let's talk about destructive links. Destructive links, to me, is the essence of what controls your life. Not only is it, or can it be found in your DNA and the things you do on a daily basis, but it can also start in the very living environment that you're in. Let's start, for example, with your apartment or your house, your condo, or whatever it is that you purchased. A lot of times when you think about it, you'll find people in the warmer cities like Florida and Texas. Everybody has an air conditioner, but I very seldom see people put in anything that actually cleans the air inside of their home or apartment. And I've been kind of like all over the United States. A lot of times people are turning on a fan, and like we have on now in the studio. They'll actually make sure that the windows are sealed. So these destructive links of air filter into your body every day. You breathe them at night. You don't really check the air pollution level in your apartment or your house. So this destructive link is already set, and every day for a year or 6 months or 2 years or 10 years, you're breathing this air. And every year you do the same thing. You kind of open the window sometimes and let more polluted air in. Then you sleep with the air conditioning on, and the fan is circulating all this bad air. Well, now this destructive link of air has entered your system. It also affects the way you think. You're tired, you're fatigued. You don't really be as agile as you would normally if you had had that air checked. And a lot of you need to look around and ask yourself a minute, when is the last time that we really bought air purifiers besides for the children that we have in the nurseries or the daycare? We actually don't think about the air that we breathe in every day inside our house. We do think about it outside. But when we're doing this thing and we're out there analyzing what it is we can do and what it is we can't do, we actually take this into consideration and say, okay, how do we do these things? How do we achieve a measurable level of health? Well, that destructive link is the first one that you really need to look at, because that's what's going to control your breathing, whether you have asthma or whatever you're dealing with. But believe it or not, when your body is affected by the air you breathe, you don't function as well. You become irritable. And you keep cutting on the air, but the air is only circulating. The air conditioner is only bringing in more bad air if you don't find a way to purify that air and let it out. So again, let's start with the first destructive link, your living environment. Now, a lot of times we don't pay attention to carrying out the garbage constantly. We might put a hood on there and we may say, okay, I've taken it out early or I'm going to take it out late. But the longer you let that bacteria sit in your house, the longer that stuff is going to filter into your air. So again, we're talking about the air that you breathe, that your wife breathes or your girlfriend or your children or your dog. And of course, we all know about pet hair. And a lot of people are allergic to pets. But what's happening is the thing is for you to think about, how do you do these things? What do? And how do you see yourself fixing that one destructive link? So that's something that you really need to do. We're broadcasting live from Frazier, Tennessee, in Memphis. Actually, it's a small Memphis suburb. But that's the thing that we're talking about today is destructive links. And if you want to give me a call, you can give me a call at 818-691-7395. Again, that number is 818-691-7395. And I'm always amazed that people kind of call me close to the ending of my show. And I'm glad that people think a lot of my show. And if they could call me just a little bit earlier, because the gentleman that called last week from St. Louis, I really wanted to get into a conversation with him because it was a good conversation. I mean, he had some points that we needed to discuss. So if you guys can kind of call in earlier before I end my show, I know I get your emails. I get tons of emails after I finish my show, and I like that. So if you want to call or write, you can. This is Don S. McClure. We're broadcasting live from Frazier, Tennessee, and we're today in the studio of Irma Wells. She has a daycare in Frazier. She's allowing us to broadcast live from the daycare in Frazier. So you may hear some kids in the background, some fans, and who knows? Probably a dog or two barking. But anyway, next week we're going to be in another place, another city. But anyway, we're talking about destructive links. Think about it. Think about the things that you think you're tied to in destructive links. And try to analyze what do you think a destructive link is. One of the things that's important is the people you have around you. When you go to work, you have individuals around you. When you go to the family dinners or you come home at night, your family is there. They're around you, your friends. You might stop off and have a drink and talk to a couple of the guys. A destructive link starts off with the conversations you guys are having or you females are having. If you start those conversations off where one of your girlfriends says, I don't think that the world is fair, or I think that all men are no good, or whatever the destructive conversation is, you're taking that part into you, and you're putting it in your memory banks. So when you find yourself starting off a conversation with negativity, and you say you're not being negative, usually most people will say, I'm not being negative, I'm just being observant, or this is what I've gone through. So you start your mind to thinking on negativity, which is a destructive link. You enter a restaurant or a club and you say, I'm not going to get a good drink, or I'm not going to get good service, or I'm not going to have a good time. You've already started the process of destructive links where you've decided to talk about the things that are negative first. So you do have to change the way you think and the way you see things, and the way that you examine the very words you use in conversations. Again, we kind of laugh off the fact that when you say good morning to people, you're kind of opening up a channel of positivity. So people say, well, why is that so important? Because it's like they used to tell you you need a full breakfast to start your day. Now, of course, they're analyzing and saying that's not always true with a full breakfast. Depends on what a poor breakfast is to you and how much sleep you need. But the point is, start to look at how you first open your daily conversations in the morning. You're going to find that the words can be the destructive links to your whole day, how your attitude goes, what you're thinking, how you're going to relate to other people. Words can be destructive links. And it gets into the point of, how do you use those words? What do you say to people? Are you a very jovial person? Or do you let the thoughts that are negative and weighing upon you, do you let them get the best of you? A lot of times we'll say, I'm just thinking. That's a good phrase that we'll always use. When you see a person looking real serious, or you could tell they have a lot on their mind, they'll say, I'm just thinking. Well, they're probably analyzing the problems or the difficulties they're having in that day or even in their life, whether it's in relationships or bills or mortgages or whatever it is. Now they're going to take on that attitude when they're thinking. So the other person is going to see them and say, is there anything wrong, anything I can do, if they're concerned. And they're probably going to say, no, I'm just thinking. But if you start to think, and let the problems of the world or what you're dealing with weigh you down, your reactions around other people are going to become destructive, because the whole happy mood or the positive air is going to change in seconds. Now you're going to have kind of a situation where the person is saying, so what can I do or how can I help you? And they may irritate you. They're only trying to help you, but because you have this look on your face, or your actions are a little bit different than when you normally come home, you've just added another destructive link to your life for that day. And it could continue on to a large argument. And you're sitting there wondering, like, why did we get into it about something so minute? I was just thinking. Because that destructive link of your words and your actions, your facial expressions, your distancing from people, created a destructive link in action. So now there's a hostility in your house that you have, and you can't seem to figure out why it even entered your space, your domain. We call it bad karma. So then some people will say, well, that's the devil trying to work against me. But actually the destructive links, you create those, and you could eliminate those when you're thinking and just try to say, wait a minute, let me analyze versus worrying. Now, let me say that again to you. Let me analyze the problems instead of worrying about the problems. Worrying, of course, is a destructive link because it's going to put wrinkles in your forehead. Your face is going to cringe. If you start to analyze, it's going to be more of a mild thought of, okay, I have a situation, and how do I deal with that? We're talking about destructive links today, and we want to kind of get your thoughts on what you think are destructive links. We have a caller on the phone. And actually, we got two or three, and I'm really glad of that. But let me get to this caller, and I'll talk to them in a second. Hello, caller. Are you on the line?
Hello.
Hello. Hey, caller. How you doing? Are you on the line?
Hello. Hey, Don. It's Robin and Ellis. How are you?
Hey, Robin, how you doing? We're talking about destructive links today, and I see you're tuning in. I'm glad of that. And did you get a chance to hear our first PSA on Michigan education?
I missed it. I came in about 9 after the hour.
Oh,
but I was
okay.
Well,
you're
hearing the very last word that you were talking about, and it's really, really good food for thought. I happen to believe also our words and our thoughts create the physical things that happen in our lives. And one thing that I always try to do when I get up in the morning, my feet hit the floor, I try to think about what I could do positive to set the tone for the day. And normally it's listening to some good music, saying a prayer, reading a scripture. And normally when I am able to do that consistently, then my day goes well. No matter what happens, I can handle it. But it's when we don't do that we try to take on life on our own, and that doesn't work very well.
Well, you know, I agree with you on that. I think that starting your day off by reading scripture or playing something that you're really comfortable with and that you find peace in, starts your mind to think totally different for the day. And that's the thing I was saying. The difference is between worrying and analyzation. If you're analyzing and you get up in the morning, you say, okay, it's a new day. And even though I have some issues, I'm going to take that on and see what I can do about them, rather than getting up saying, I'm worried about the day because it's not going to turn out right. Or you hear people say things like, I'm having an okay day. Well, now you're leading your mind, your thought, and your body into saying, okay, well, it's just going to be okay. So then it reacts like that. But I agree with you on that. Find something that you can start with. And again, I want you, whenever you get a chance, listen to the piece, and we're going to play it again.
Okay.
Michigan has came up with a very unique way of dealing with children who dropped out of school and want to continue. And when you hit a commercial, I was just, well, it's actually a PSA, so it's not a car. I can't use commercials on the air verbally, so it's a PSA. But I think
okay.
if you listen to it, knowing you, you'll get a lot out of it and you'll be able to use it to your advantage and with a lot of people that you know. But listen, Robin,
no,
thanks for your call.
Great. That's really great. I had run into a young man today that maybe it'll be something I can use.
Well, that's good. That's what this show is about, and I like everything that we're talking about so far, and you guys have been real supportive, and I'll be in the Carolina area on the 23rd and 24th. Hey,
great.
Thanks for calling our show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that was another caller from the Carolina areas, and they said something that's very important. Again, it's back to how do you start your day? What do you do? What do you introduce your mind to when you first get on the shows or you first get up in the morning and you take your shower? And even though you might want to lay there for a minute and get some energy about yourself, that's not bad because you're pacing yourself. But then open your eyes and say, listen, okay, today's a new day. I've got to face the challenges, but I'm going to analyze what's going on with my day. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and my calling number is 818-691-7395. That's 818-691-7395. And we've got another caller, so I'm going to try to take this call and see what people are saying tonight about destructive links. I've just queued in the call. It takes a few seconds. Hello, caller. Are you on the air?
I'm sorry, I was dropped, so I can't call back to listen.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. I'm going to be listening on the line.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Robin. So, again, we have callers calling in, and I really like that. We're going to take a quick break. This is Don S. McClure, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we'll be right back after these PSAs.
With video games, I'm often choosing between what my kids want and what I think is best for them.
Hey, Mom, how about this one?
Rated T for teen with violence and suggestive themes. Let me check the rating summary. Frenetic combat, cries of pain, female warlords exposed cleavage.
Maybe the other one's better.
The rating summaries are free. Use them, and you'll be armed with the world's most powerful weapon, knowledge.
For more information, go to esrb.org.
Siempre me fijo en las clasificaciones y en la descripción del contenido en las cajas de videojuegos. Pero como a veces quiero más detalles, me encantan estos nuevos resúmenes, pues me dan una descripción más a fondo que me ayuda a decidir si los juegos son apropiados para mis hijos o no. Los resúmenes son gratis y los puedo leer en mi smartphone o en línea.
Para más información sobre clasificaciones de videojuegos y resúmenes, visite esrb.org.
Has your child or grandchild dropped out of school? Do they want to find a public school that will help them graduate and receive a high school diploma? The Michigan Virtual Charter Academy allows students aged 16 through 20 to complete their high school education in the safety of their home. Students get a loan or laptop, access to online lessons, and teacher support, all tuition-free. To enroll in the Michigan Virtual Charter Academy for this fall, go to k12.com/Michigan.
And we're back. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am Don S. McClure. And today we're broadcasting live from Frazier, Tennessee, small suburb of Memphis, actually one of the oldest suburbs of Memphis. We're talking about destructive links. And as I said, I was talking to one of my callers, Robin, who does a lot of great things with genealogy. I think the thing is, first recognizing what are destructive links. Now, we talked about the air in your house or your apartment or condo or whatever it is you live in. Then we kind of talked about the words you use. We also start talking about the conversations that you start. Why do they have to immediately start with something negative, even though subconsciously you're not realizing that? But I think the thing is looking at what destructive links are. You don't have to be locked into those. You can challenge destructive links. Now let's look at your actions. We talked about destructive links and even your actions. Destructive links start when you decide, you take a test for a job, and you decide, well, I'm going to cheat a little bit, or they'll never know that I actually got somebody else to take that drug test for me, or anything like that. Of course, now you know if you get caught, especially if you're trying to take a medical job or something that's really important, you're going to damage yourself with this destructive link. Because now that goes on your record and people get to see that you cheated on a test or you failed a medical test where they just needed to know whether or not you smoked marijuana or drugs or whatever you want to call it, crack or whatever. And it even goes as far as saying your actions when you don't put your seatbelt on and you decide to drive along the street faster than normal. And you hit this other car, and you're in an accident, the other person's in an accident, or the people in your car don't buckle up. Those are called destructive links, and they're destructive action. Because had you put the seatbelt on, you would still be here, or you wouldn't be hurt as bad. So when we're talking about destructive links, we're asking you to look at what do you think can be a common habit of yours. I know when I get in my car, first thing I do is put the seatbelt on before I even start the car. And I noticed that when I'm riding with some friends of mine, especially the females that I know that have children, they're really worried that when people exit their car, the other person hasn't even cut the engine off yet. They prefer that they just wait. But the other person is so used to just getting out of the car rapidly, they don't even look around to see if anything else is coming or something is near them or how close the door is to something. So the destructive link there is in the mentality and the habits you created. You've created a habit to say, it doesn't matter whose car I'm in, I'm going to do it the same way I've been doing it until something happens to you. Then you want to blame the other person and you want to get belligerent and say, you should have cut the car off first. But actually think about it. A destructive link is where your actions are not in the best interest of you or somebody else. You decide that this is a habit I've been doing, whether it's smoking, drinking, gambling, or whatever. Those are destructive links. And until you recognize that they're destructive links, you'll keep saying to yourself, well, I'm okay, or I don't have to change, or the world needs to change around me, and I can keep my habits the same. And again, that one destructive action brings you back home. Now there's more confusion in your house, because you've either torn up the car or you've destroyed something that was very important to them. And especially if they lose somebody close to them. That's why people are fighting against the DUIs and mothers against drunk driving and all these things that people kind of take for granted. But again, a destructive link in your actions you take with you every day. So really you have to become more conscious of what are my actions that I actually work with on a daily basis. How do I control my memory or my thought pattern so that I can, first of all, recognize these are bad habits, which are bad destructive links, And how do I change these habits? Do I have to tie my hand up or put a string on my finger or have a little bell go off? Something to help me break this bad habit, because bad actions are actually destructive links. You're talking to Don McClure today, or you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I'm Don S. McClure. And you can reach me at 818-691-7395. That number again to call is 818-691-7395, and my Yahoo IM is blowing up. It's telling me I got a lot of messages and telling me I got a lot of, at least three people on my Yahoo IM. So I'm going to try to answer them after the show and get some information from them about destructive links. But I want to know what you think. What do you think is a destructive link? What do you think you can combat this with? We know it's in the actions you take. We know it's in the words you use. We know it's in your everyday life, these destructive links. We're also going to talk about the friends of yours that you keep. These can be destructive links. People that just don't think real positive, and they think they are. We're going to talk about Facebook. And if you read a lot of the information that's on Facebook that people put out there, they're always putting out something that's just really, in their mind, positive, but it's actually negative. And it makes you wonder, why would they even write this kind of thing? So it shows you where their mind is. Now, they may be going through changes and challenges, but at the same time, that destructive link to them is your association with people who continuously write negative things in the spirit of saying, I'm trying to give you some positive thought. Let's say, for example, you write, why are all the men dating married women? Well, first of all the men are not dating married women. And when you put that vibe out there, you're creating a negative vibe for other people to read. And if you go through Facebook day after day after day complaining, that means you have a lot of destructive links in your life. That's why you're using Facebook to just complain. And there's nothing wrong with airing your comments, because it's your Facebook. You can do whatever you want to do. But if all you can ever come up with is, people don't like me, or my girlfriend doesn't like me, or my family treats me bad, and you can never recognize there's any good in your life, the people that are connected to your Facebook are receiving that information, and that's a destructive link, because now you're sending that bad vibe to their pages, to their informational channels. And as they're reading this, it becomes like a digested point. Some people just click it off and say, oh, well, it doesn't mean anything. But what about the people who constantly say, well, wait a minute. Now they start to analyze maybe some of their relationships or friendships by what you wrote. So it's not that you can't put that out there, because, again, like I said, it's your Facebook. You can put whatever you want out there. But if every day you're thinking about all I can ever put on Facebook or Twitter or my emails is something negative, then you need to reexamine your life and see, why do you have that thought like that? Why is it always something negative first? Whether you're going to the doctor, whether you're trying to find a new job, if you don't start to put something positive out there, you're going to find yourself saying to yourself, okay, these are the things that are destructive, and I'm not putting anything back positive. So you want people to discuss that with you, which is why you put it on Facebook, because you want people to know what your mindset is. And they do actually get a chance to see what your mindset is, because now you've told them verbatim, you're having a bad day, you have a headache, it's something going on in your life that you particularly don't like. Or you start writing that everybody should find chapter and verse in what you believe in, and not really realizing that maybe they found their spiritual connection their way, or in what they read, or in what they passed on. So now you've got this vibe out here of people saying, you need to follow this, because this is how this affects my life. And I think one of the things that's important is just think about what you put out, what you wake up in the day and find energy enough to write on Facebook or while you put that kind of information out there. And just read what you're writing before you plaster it all on everybody else's page. But it's not so much that you can't do it. It's the issue of that. Just go back and examine. How many times have you said something positive on your Facebook versus how many times you plastered something on your wall with something negativity? This is Don McClure, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we're talking about destructive links. We've already talked about the different things it can be in. Now we're going to get into the subject of what you watch and what you listen to on the radio, because destructive links, what you take in, is what you put out. So you have to be very conscious of that when you're thinking about what it is you want to say and do. I'm Don S. McClure. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jet Williams. Even though I never knew my father, Hank Williams, his legacy taught me the meaning of lending a helping hand. That's why I support the Orphan Foundation of America. OFA is committed to providing education, mentoring, and a workplace readiness for thousands of teens aging out of the foster care system. With the help of OFA's support programs, these young people can go to college and trade school, graduate, and make the leap from foster care to success. To learn how you can help, visit orphan.org.
And we're back, and you're listening to Don S. McClure. We're talking about destructive links. And during the break, I tried to cue in another caller, but I think he hung up after the PSA went off. So that caller could call back, and it was from the 612 area. I don't know where that is, but they can give me a call back. But we're talking about destructive links, how we deal with these things, what we do, what we say, and how we can make things better. I was telling you about the Michigan EDU PSA that I really like. They found a way to run a charter school through the internet process. It's called Virtual Online Charter, and I had never heard of that. And what they actually do is loan the students laptops so they don't have to come out to the school environment, sit in the classroom feeling like they're too old to be in school or feeling like they're too slow or people making fun of them. They're giving them laptops so that they could work with that and build something positive. Well, I've never heard of a charter school that's virtual, and it's tuition-free. So somebody in Michigan has an idea that I think we all need to look at. The destructive links are going to come into play is when people start to say, okay, why do we need that? They'll be on the internet playing games. Instead of saying, you've got to trust them enough so that they can take their education to the next level. And a lot of people, like I said, they're so busy being in the negative that they don't think about what they're saying. So the minute you bring them a new idea, you find a destructive link in the naysayers. They've always got something to say. It's not going to work. The girls are going to be looking at this. The guys are going to be looking at that. They're not going to concentrate. But actually, you don't know that. And I'm kind of going to check on that to see what the results would be with a virtual school for children who did not graduate, who actually went about the business of trying to get a diploma in a totally different way. So if you got any information on that, send me an email, let me know. But it's the first time that I've ever heard of a charter, virtual charter school. I do know something about charter schools. But if we can start to open up virtual charter schools, you cut down on school violence. That means the students don't have to interact with anybody else, and they still kind of get home training, home education. So I think that's important when you do that. But that's the thing that we're talking about today, destructive links. How do we combat destructive links? What is a constructive destructive link? And what can we do with some new ideas that may help us change the way we think? I mean, computers are all over the world now. People are using them differently. And for somebody to come up with an idea for education, I think that is just a miraculous idea. We're going to see if we can take another call right now. This is Don McClure, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Now, board's going a little bit slow today because of the internet connection, but we're right here trying to pull everything in, and as soon as we get this caller in, hello, caller, this is Don McClure, and you're on the Don McClure Show.
Hello, Don.
Hey, how are you, caller?
Hi, this is Ellis. I'm in South Carolina. How are you?
Hey, that's good to hear your voice. It's good to hear you. We're talking about destructive links.
Yeah. I enjoy your show, and I really am impressed with how you're educating the people out there about the things that they should be doing. One thing I like to talk about is that this destructive link that really hit me when I was listening to this on your show. What really hit me is that if we can understand that, like the 411 symbolized the destructive link, the news media make big money on bad advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
One of the say for an example, like our president of the United States, Barack Obama. There is so much destructive links surrounded by him that's attacking him, but the news media is making money on this.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Now, and so they use this as a tool. Now, in our lifestyle, when we're brought up, if our family are in a position, like most of the families that have like the lower incomes, is a great deal of destructive link is associated with. We begin to be argumentative. We begin to be differentials in all of everything that we say or opinion toward another person. And as far as the conversation, we seem to enjoy the destructive link because it seems to motivate us.
Well, that's true. That's why I said that if you think about if every day you can only find and you write it down and say, what did I say? And it doesn't mean that you got to go around being jolly or this and that, but if you can only find, like you said, with the Republicans, the president gave a great speech last night. And to sit there and tear the speech apart,
correct,
word by word, to actually try to say, well, he didn't say this and he didn't mean that. And the president explained what he said and what he meant. But you have the destructive link people out there saying, well, he didn't say he was going to give us everything we asked for. He didn't say what he was saying. And let's look at this. The destructive link is you have a state like California that says it's broke. So here you turn around and you say you have the motion picture studios, you have the basketball teams, you have everything that somebody is paying $40, $50, $60, $80 million for. They give a movie on the weekend and it brings in $21 million. So if you don't tax that situation, then you turn around and tell me, even though we have billionaires in Hollywood, the state is broke. But you take the low-income person and say, well, we need to tax him. Then you turn around and you say, let me give the vouchers to the employees who work for the state who should not have vouchers because of Hollywood and the actors paid their fair share to people that's over the $250,000 mark in income. You wouldn't have to have vouchers. But the destructive link says, it's okay for you to charge Warren Buffett's secretary high taxes, and at the same time, Warren Buffett, who makes billions, doesn't pay the same tax. And when he tells you that, the destructive link kind of laughed it off at the president's speech. They just say, well, okay. But it's not funny. Here's a secretary making less than a man that's a billionaire, probably the fifth or sixth richest person in the world, and the destructive link is saying, let me laugh at that. And the media covers that. Those are destructive links. I agree with you on that. And once we decide to stop electing people who can't find anything good to do with our country, with our state, like I'm looking at this thing from Michigan, I think that's a heck of an idea. So the students don't have to fight in school. They're already past age, but they're giving them laptops where they can study at home, get their GEDs, get their education, and they don't have to pay any funding for it. I think that idea should have been out a long time ago.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We home taught our daughter, and she's in college now, and she's an eighth student. And she was homeschooled up until her sophomore year, if I can recall, into high school. But she advanced so fast, and she went right straight on into college. And I think that's a great idea, and I think that's something that will really help a lot of the families. And a lot of the kids is really slow in learning. That would really benefit them.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Well, listen, Cole, I've enjoyed your call, and I'll see you guys when I get to Carolina. And thanks for giving us a call on the Don S. McClure Show.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, and thank you very much for allowing me to speak.
Well, again, we're getting some good calls tonight, and we're looking at destructive links. It's just like I was reading to you the information about Morgan Freeman's show and how they're examining how people are actually living longer by determination, not even by food or medicine. They've actually made the desire to say in their mind, I'm not leaving this earth at 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 and 70. I may not leave this earth. I always make a joke that I'm not leaving here till I'm 199. I'm going to try real hard to do that. But in the meantime, I want you to think about what is a destructive link. Where do you think these destructive links come from? Like he was telling me more about the Republican Party. I mean, you're fighting a president, and you're not really truly weighing the issues of what he's talking about. And I'm not expecting them to grant every last wish that the president wants. I mean, that would be foolish thinking. But it comes a time where we need to look at the tax structure, taxation without representation. We're talking about states and cities that are not paying their educational teachers, but will give a Hollywood movie actor who, and I'm not saying they don't deserve it, the Denzels and everybody else, but when you think about they do a movie and get $40 million or $20 million or even $10 million, let's just say they even get $1 million. But he does eight movies. That's $8 million. But where's the tax revenue from that? You can't tell me that the guy that only makes $40,000 a year should carry the brunt of the country's economy. You can't tell me that the person that makes $60,000 should carry the brunt of the economy. And I know, heaven forbid, that the young lady making $16,000 or $19,000 or $20,000 should be the backbone of the tax structure. When you have somebody saying in 1 hour, I just made $30,000 and I should pay less taxes than the girl who's got three children and on general assistance because I need to evaluate how much her boyfriend makes. I mean, think about this, callers. We have an unequal system of destructive links, and each day we go along, a lot of us did watch the president speak, and he does speak articulately. I mean, he's really good. His wife stood up, Michelle Obama, Mrs. Obama, the president's wife. But you have to ask yourself, okay, he said something about Warren Buffett I've agreed with. I heard Warren Buffett say that almost 2 years ago, that his secretary was being taxed more than he gets. He's been saying this over and over again, and of course he says it to the people that are around him. But the destructive links seem to find that humorous, that they can turn around. And one of the Republicans said last night, well, the president's talking about small business, and he's talking about the people at the top paying taxes, but the people at the top own the small businesses. The president is not saying that the small businesses should carry the brunt of that. But listen to what they're saying to you. They're telling you that a man is able to buy a small company and call it a small company because of whatever it's doing and still avoid paying taxes, even though this is the same person who has a net income of $50 million. So you can't bring me that. And it's not an issue of debating or arguing. That's the negative link or the destructive link. The issue is the facts that Michigan and other states are trying to come up with something to help education. It behooves me how all the actors, the black ones as well as the white ones, haven't said, okay, where's the educational fund that a small percentage of our salaries goes into to help pay the teachers? Let's say you make $80 million. Let's just say $241 million. Let's just even say $10 million. Would it kill you to take 3% of your salary or your movie or your book deal or your whatever it is you got, your record deal, and say 3% of that is going to go to the United States American Fund for Teachers, for education, so that we can get our students on an even playing field, just 3%. I'm not even asking for Warner Brothers to give up 50% or MGM or Lucas Productions. I'm just saying, think about this. 3% of their annual billing, and IBM or Wang, and everybody contribute to this fund and try to get it to where it has, let's just say hypothetically, $1 billion in there. Then the schools could draw from that fund. We've got 10 more minutes on my show. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I'm Don S. McClure, and we are broadcasting live from Fraser, and I have a little dog that keeps licking my foot and my leg. I guess he likes me. He hasn't barked so far. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm enjoying the show. If you'd like to get in and tell me what you think destructive links are, you can reach me at 818-691-7395. And maybe I should have said something about the little dog barking, because now he's barking his head off. This is amazing. Next week I'll be in an all-air-conditioned, private, quiet studio. But the little doggy is barking, and I'm trying to calm him down there so he won't make all the noise. But actually he's barking because somebody's at the door. So I think next time we'll pick a quieter location to get to. But anyway, this is Don S. McClure, and you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And we've got 9 more minutes before the show ends. And we've got a lot of people in our studio today. I mean, children, adults, dogs. We're having a good time in Fraser. But you're listening, like I say, to the Don S. McClure Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We've got 8 more minutes for the show. Boy, this hour goes by fast. And, of course, like I said, our board is going a little bit slow.
I never get the flu.
My kids don't need more shots.
I don't have time.
We're all healthy.
My asthma's under control.
But I'm pregnant.
I've had the flu before. It's not a big deal.
My kids are too old for flu.
The media is exaggerating.
I can fight it naturally.
My diabetes, it's under control.
No matter how you build your excuses, the flu can blow your house down.
I can't believe I used up all my sick time.
I missed a week of school during finals.
Now my baby has it because of me.
The hospital? Death?
Keep your foundation strong. Vaccinate. Learn more at flu.gov.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With video games, I'm often choosing between what my kids want and what I think is best for them.
Hey, Mom, how about this one?
Rated T for teen with violence and suggestive themes. Let me check the rating summary. Frenetic combat, cries of pain, female warlords exposed cleavage.
Maybe the other one's better.
The rating summaries are free. Use them, and you'll be armed with the world's most powerful weapon, knowledge.
For more information, go to ESRB.org.
Siempre me fijo en las clasificaciones y en la descripción del contenido en las cajas de videojuegos. Pero como a veces quiero más detalles, me encantan estos nuevos resúmenes, pues me dan una descripción más a fondo que me ayuda a decidir si los juegos son apropiados para mis hijos o no. Los resúmenes son gratis y los puedo leer en mi smartphone o en línea.
Para más información sobre clasificaciones de videojuegos y resúmenes, visite esrb.org.
And we're back. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I'm Don S. McClure. I'm fine. This is the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I'm Don S. McClure. I mean, I love saying my name. I don't know what it is by my name. But, anyway, we've got 6 more minutes before the show ends. This has been a great hour. And it goes by so fast. I'd hate to do a 2-hour show. I'd probably be stumbling for words. But the show is growing, and we're getting a lot of viewers and a lot of people calling in. And sometimes when you call in and we just don't get to you right away, don't hang up. Stick around, and we'll definitely get you on the air. But to me, sending out positive information is the best way you could do a show. I love being on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And when you get a chance, go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and order some of those books that I got out. I've got a new one coming out called Santa Claus versus the Aliens, another one called The Gods and the Beginning of Life, and I'm working on my first crime thriller, To Have a Friend. So whenever you get a chance, go to that website, sign my guest book, and order a book. I'm trying to be like Orlando Aquiano. He sold 50,000 copies in 2 months. I would love to do that. We still need 500 more copies sold before the 15th. Hope you'll go in and get those copies soon online at www.dsmpublications.net. And you can write me at McClureDonS@gmail.com. We got 4 more minutes before the show ends, actually 3, because we play my theme song for a minute before I leave. Destructive links. When you leave the show tonight, seriously sit down with your partner, your husband, your friends, and just ask them, what do you think destructive links are? And as a gentleman brought up, you can see the destructive links in the political system. I mean, they fight the president real hard. The media seems to cover that part of it. And I think he's a pretty good president. I think he's a good president, as a matter of fact. I think he has some good ideas. Was his tone different in the speech that he gave? I think it was. I think it was more, I'm trying to get the Congress to do something that is so sorely needed. And, of course, people are going to make a lot out of that because that's just their job. But I want you to think about one other thing. How many times on career day has somebody came to your school and say, how would you like to get a job where you get paid for writing how many of the same words the president used in a speech? I didn't say write the speech. I didn't say produce the speech. Analyzing how many words and what he says in a speech and how many times he said it. Those are not the jobs that we're bringing about. The destructive links haven't really told us. How do we get those jobs? Do you have to have a PhD? Do you need a bachelor's or master's? Do you just need to hang around in Washington? And as a matter of fact, I'll be in Washington, D.C. soon. I'm looking forward to that trip. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Don S. McClure, and you're on the Don S. McClure Show. And if you'd like to get in before I close my show out, the number is 818-691-7395. That's the number to call in. We've got 2 more minutes to go, and I'm enjoying my show. We're talking about destructive links. If there's any comment you'd like to make, do so. One more thing I'd like to add is it is awful hot in Tennessee, and just think of when I got to go to Texas. But I'm looking forward to going to North Carolina. There I think we're going to turn the tide and get some things going on. So to me, it's the best part of the things we do. I'm watching my clock tick down, and I don't have much more time to go. So we're going to go ahead and play one more PSA, then we're going to wrap it up, and we're going to make sure that you listen to my favorite saying at the end of the show, enjoy life, that's all you have. So I'm going to play this quick PSA, and then we're out of here. She just told me I got 90 seconds to go. I love it when she comes in and tells me in my ear how many more seconds I got.
Has your child or grandchild dropped out of school? Do they want to find a public school that will help them graduate and receive a high school diploma? The Michigan Virtual Charter Academy allows students aged 16 through 20 to complete their high school education in the safety of their home. Students get a loaner laptop, access to online lessons, and teacher support, all tuition-free. To enroll in the Michigan Virtual Charter Academy for this fall, go to k12.com/Michigan.
Well, that's it for me. And as I said, I'm going to push the button to hit my theme song and enjoy life. That's all you have. Good night.